Cancer Research UK podcast.
Hello, I'm Dr. Kat Arney. In this month's podcast, we'll be finding out about cancer research in Northern Ireland as the charity unveils the third Cancer Research UK centre based in Belfast. Coming up later, we hear about the alarming rise in skin cancer in young women and how it could be prevented.
Well, malignant melanoma, which is the most dangerous form of skin cancer, is now the most common cancer affecting women in their 20s. Less is known about skin cancer, but it's actually the cancer that young women are most likely to get.
But first, here's the news with Josephine Carrido.
Cancer Research UK scientists at the London School of Pharmacy have carried out important research into a new nanoparticle-based cancer treatment. The researchers have been investigating tiny chain-like molecules called dendrimers, which form microscopic nanoparticles when mixed with DNA. For reasons that aren't entirely clear, these nanoparticles home in on cancer cells in the body, delivering their DNA payload which destroys the tumour. This is known as gene therapy. Led by Andreas Schatzlein, the scientists used imaging technology to show that the nanoparticles specifically target cancer cells spread throughout the body. Developing highly targeted treatments is important because they are likely to have fewer side effects than current chemotherapy drugs. Here's Dr. Schatzlein talking about the importance of this new development.
Selectivity is important for us because current drugs often are riddled with the problem of having side effects because they're not specific for the cancer. What is interesting about this is that the particles, the nanoparticles that we made, are able to get the gene to the tumour, which is remarkable in itself because that's not easy to achieve. And on the other hand, because they selectively get it to the tumour, that is, only to the tumour, not to other tissues. And the key advantage of this is that it will help us to make the gene therapy medicines, gene therapy, more specific and therefore give a better chance of not having side effects.
And finally, our Science Update blog has won an award from the Association of Medical Research Charities in the category of Online Research Information. The judges commended the quality of the writing, the chatty style, the direct engagement with readers, and the myth-busting counter-headline posts in particular. Currently, nearly 150,000 people have visited the blog since it launched in May 2008. That's all the news for now. Back to you, Kat.
Thanks, Josephine. And you can check out our award-winning Science Update blog at scienceblog.cancerresearchuk.org. If you want to find out more about these stories or get the latest from the charity scientists and researchers around the world, then have a look at our news and resources website. That's info.cancerresearchuk.org. Over the coming years, Cancer Research UK will be launching up to 20 new collaborative cancer centres across the UK. So far, we've seen centres launch in Birmingham and Liverpool, and next out of the blocks is the Belfast Cancer Research UK Centre. I spoke to Professor Dennis McCants, Director of the Centre for Cancer Research and Cell Biology in Belfast, to find out more about what's going on in the city and why the new centre there is so important for treatment and research in Northern Ireland.
Cancer research in Belfast has always, or we have always wanted to have an integrated approach to it, that is having basic science along with our clinical colleagues and treatment of cancer patients and clinical trials. I think this centre funding will help us solidify that in a number of different areas, particularly in colorectal cancer, in esophageal cancer, in breast cancer, and also in our research into new ways of treating patients by radiotherapy.
And we sometimes maybe get the feeling that Belfast's a bit, you know, out on a limb compared to research and things that are going on the mainland. Why is it so important that this new centre is in Belfast now?
Well, I think it's very important because we may seem to be in the extremity of the UK, but actually in some areas of cancer research, we are driving the effort nationally and internationally, especially in the genomics of cancer and looking at better ways to diagnose and predict response to treatment. I think we're well recognised worldwide as one of the leaders in that area. I think also I believe that the people of Northern Ireland are very generous in their charity givings too. And I think it will be a great boost to the people here to know that a lot of the money that they raise is actually coming back and being used locally, but being used locally so that people nationally and internationally can benefit from some of the research that's being done here.
And where would you hope to be in 5 years' time with this investment from Cancer Research UK and setting up this centre?
Well, I would hope that many of the goals that we have, the short-term goals will have been fulfilled in 3 to 5 years, that some of our mid-term goals, such as our new drug development unit, we have just hired two people into that to join some of our other medicinal chemists. And so that's going to be a leading initiative in the midterm. So by 5 years, that unit should be up and running, and we're hoping to have drugs in the pipeline within those 5 years.
You can find out more about our research in Belfast by visiting the News and Resources website. That's info.cancerresearchuk.org and click on Research Highlights. As the clocks go forward, we anticipate longer evenings and sunny days. But while we all need a bit of sunshine in our lives, getting sunburnt can significantly increase the risk of skin cancer, as can using a sunbed. Every year, Cancer Research UK runs a SunSmart campaign, warning of the dangers of overdoing it in the sun and using sunbeds. And the message is as important as ever, with new statistics showing that rates of malignant melanoma, that's the most dangerous form of skin cancer, are rising alarmingly in young women as a result of binge tanning on holiday and increasing sunbed use. Our reporter Laura Dibb spoke to SunSmart campaign manager Caroline Cherney to find out more.
Well, malignant melanoma, which is the most dangerous form of skin cancer, is now the most common cancer affecting women in their 20s. So while women know lots about breast cancer and cervical cancer at the moment, has a very high profile, less is known about skin cancer, but it's actually the cancer that women, young women are most likely to get.
Why do you think it is specifically affecting younger women?
Well, skin cancer is almost entirely caused by overexposure to ultraviolet rays from either the sun or sunbeds. And it's very likely that the increase we've seen in foreign holidays and the use of sunbeds over the past few decades are behind this worrying increase.
So would you say that using a sunbed is worse than binge tanning on holiday?
Well, neither suntanning or using a sunbed are very good for you, but there are benefits to being out and about in the sunshine. A few minutes exposure every day helps us make vitamin D, and it's nice to be out and about and feel the sun on our skin. Meanwhile, sunbeds have no benefits whatsoever. Their UV rays can be 10 to 15 times stronger than the outside sun, and the sort of short intermittent exposure to UV that you get on a sunbed is thought to be closely linked to the development of skin cancer.
And you're predicting that the rates of malignant melanoma will rise by 2024. But is there anything we can do to stop this happening?
Well, our statisticians have predicted that melanoma will be the fourth most common cancer by 2024. But the good news is that there's plenty that we can be doing to try and reverse this trend. Skin cancer is highly preventable, and there's lots that people can do to protect themselves from the sun to reduce their risk of getting skin cancer and by avoiding sunbeds.
So what would be your top tip for people to stay safe in the sun?
Enjoying the sun safely is key. So making sure that you're well prepared if you're going to go outside on a sunny summer's day by covering up, wearing sunscreen, trying to spend a bit of time in the shade and avoiding getting sunburned at all costs. The other thing to do is to avoid sunbeds.
Using a sunbed before the age of 35 can increase the risk of melanoma by around 75%, and sunbeds are thought to cause around 100 deaths from melanoma every year in the UK. One woman who blames her skin cancer on sunbeds is Jenna Gurney, who was diagnosed with malignant melanoma when she was just 21, after several years of sunbed use. She shared her story with Laura Dibb.
The symptoms were I had a mole on my stomach and it appeared to start flaking. So I noticed that there was something wrong with it, but still, even then, I didn't realise what the outcome would be. I still didn't realise that it would be skin cancer.
And you used to use sunbeds quite a lot. How often did you use them?
On average, I'd say I use some beds at least twice a week. I used to go on at 14 minutes a time.
Were you ever aware of the dangers or wore sun protection lotion?
No, I wasn't particularly aware of any dangers. I would never use any suntan lotion. If anything, I used to use an intensifier cream. I used to apply that before I'd go onto the sunbeds also.
And as well as using sunbeds, was it your mission to get a tan on holiday?
Absolutely, that was my one goal when I was on holiday. It was to get an even better tan.
And now, how has your cancer diagnosis affected your tanning behaviour?
Oh, it's affected me a great deal. I mean, I don't use sunbeds at all now. And I'm just more careful when I'm in the sun. I always make sure that I wear a high factor and that I don't burn.
What would your advice be for anyone your age?
My advice would be now just to be careful in the sun, always to use sun protection when they're sunbathing or even whilst just going out and about, and not to use sunbeds. I still like to sort of have a tan, look a healthy tan, but I actually use fake tan now. The products that are out there on the shelves are really good now, and I just do sort of once a week I apply a fake tan now.
You can find out more about how to enjoy the summer sun safely, assuming we actually get some, at www.sunsmart.org.uk. Well, we've reached the end once more, so I do hope you've enjoyed this podcast. You can keep up to date with all the latest progress in research from our science blog, scienceblog.cancerresearchuk.org, and please do let us know what you think by leaving feedback on the blog or by emailing your comments to podcast@cancer.org.uk. I'll be back next month with all the latest news from Cancer Research UK, so until then, goodbye.